Kathy and Elliot Lewis on stage. Kathy Lewis, Elliot Lewis, two of the most distinguished names in radio, appearing each week in their own theater, starring in a repertory of transcribed stories of their own and your choosing. Radio's foremost players and radio's foremost plays. Ladies and gentlemen, Elliot Lewis.
Good evening. May I present my wife, Kathy?
Good evening.
I had the opportunity the week before last to catch up on some of my reading, and I fortunately had available before me a short story by a writer new to our program, Het Mannheim by name.
Elliot was fascinated with the story. I read it and agreed with him, and we asked Mr. Mannheim if he would let us do it on stage.
He agreed. We asked E. Jack Newman to adapt it for us. He agreed. And that's how a radio show gets to the point where we're able to say...
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we present The Fling, based on the short story by Het Mannheim.
Jim.
It's all right. Just the wind.
Oh. What time is it?
It must be about 3. You need your rest, Katie. Go back to sleep now.
Jim, do you remember the night we met at the Elks dance in Carver?
Of course I remember.
I was very pretty, wasn't I?
You've always been pretty, Katie.
We didn't know this was going to happen then. If it hadn't happened, if I hadn't gotten sick... What do you think it would be like now?
We can't think about that, Katie. Please, go back to sleep, huh?
You miss home, don't you, Jim?
This is home now. The Mojave Desert's as good as Carver, Indiana, if it's the place that you can get well in. That's all I want you to do. Get well.
Do you think I ever will, Jim?
Sure you will. We were told this takes time. We have to take each day as it comes.
You're right, Jim. I love you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
You're wonderful to me, and I love you.
I love you, Katie.
Later on, maybe the wind will let up.
Good night, Katie.
Night. Oh.
Wind will never let up. Never. It's always strong, hot, dry.
Hey, stranger. Well, hi.
Hi, Pop. How's it going?
Okay, Jim. How's it with you? How's Catherine?
Huh? Oh, she's so-so.
Not so good, huh?
About the same.
You tell her I'll be getting some of those duck pretty soon. I'll fix her some just like before.
Oh, that's great, Pop. Thanks.
Catherine's a fine woman, Jim. Just about the best. I sure wish I could do something for her. I sure do.
Oh, you do enough, Pop. We'll never forget it.
Can I get you something?
Oh, it's hot. How about a Coke?
Sure. Yeah. Cool your valves with that, boy.
All right.
Pop? Well, Pop!
Yeah?
Tastes good.
What kind of place you're running here? Can't find the aprons anywhere.
Hey, what is all this?
Surprise, huh?
Sure.
Yeah, new waitress. Blew in last night for coffee, and I hired her. Just like that.
Oh.
I'm no fool, huh? Sometimes.
I've been looking high and low, Pop, and I didn't know we had any trade in yet today.
This is Jim, Stella, friend of mine. Stella Kalish, Jim.
Hello, Stella.
Hello, Jim. Nice to meet you.
What were you looking for back there?
I was looking for an apron, Pop. You know, apron?
Oh.
Till I get a uniform, I have to work in this skirt and sweater. I don't want to ruin it. The sweater set me back $3 last week.
I kind of like the sweater, Honey Bunch.
Where are the aprons, Pop?
I think they just came back from the laundry yesterday. I'll unpack them for you, kiddo.
Thanks. He's a nice old coot, isn't he?
The best.
You live somewhere around here, do you, Jim?
Yeah, 7 miles that way.
Lord. Out on the desert, huh?
Right smack in the middle of it, in a brick shack.
Must get pretty warm.
It sure does. I've had 8 years of it.
Well, let's say you don't look like a desert rat.
Neither do you.
I hope not.
How'd you happen to land here with Pop?
I just flapped my little old wings when they got tired. This is where I was perched.
I bet they miss you wherever you flapped in from.
I don't think they miss anybody in San Bernardino. Some town, that was.
Well, at least you can walk in a store and buy a blue suit or loaf on a street corner and talk things over with a neighbor.
Who needs them? How about putting that in a glass for you with some ice,
Yeah,
huh?
Fine.
Now, I got a theory. I always say if you don't like a place, leave it.
It's a pretty nice thing to be able to say, Stella.
Yeah, here you are.
Thanks.
What's the matter? You staked down?
Now, this climate's supposed to be good for my wife.
Oh, you got a wife, huh?
Yeah.
She's sick or something?
Yeah. Her lungs.
That's too bad. They say this is the place. I heard it was awful good for that kind of thing. I'm sure glad I'm hitting on all four. Hope I stay that way. You take care of her yourself, do you?
Uh-huh.
Washing, the cooking and everything?
Someone has to do it.
Yeah, it's a break thing, I guess. 8 years, huh?
Yeah.
She been sick all that time?
Mm-hmm.
She ought to be getting well pretty soon. Give me a nickel, huh?
For the cokes?
For fun.
Oh.
Thanks. A little music goes a long way in a joint like this.
It's not very lively, is it?
Oh, I don't know. Ba-ba-boo. If there was room, I'd ask you for a little dance.
If there was room, I would dance. You wouldn't have to ask me.
I couldn't find the aprons either, Stella. I guess they didn't come back yet. The laundry guy will be in this afternoon,
If it keeps getting hotter, I'll roast in this sweater. The heck with the apron, Pop. I ought to have a nice, cool uniform right away, anyhow.
Okay, sugar, but I'll buy it for you. I'll buy you a real classy uniform.
Cut it out, Pop. You make me blush.
The day you bust out in a blush, I'll be an old man with whiskers down to my knees, honey bun. Oh, Stella!
Oh, Pop!
I better get going.
Yeah, don't rush off. The party's just getting rough.
Yeah, Jim, don't rush off, man. Do you need gas or anything?
No, I'm all set, Pop. Nice to have met you, Stella.
Same here, Jim, old boy. Drop in anytime. It's the classiest mud hole you'll ever find.
Jim.
Huh?
Give my very best to Catherine. You tell her about the duck I'm going to fix for her. And tell her I love her.
She knows that, Pop, but I'll tell her just the same.
Don't forget.
I don't know your missus, but you can say hello for me, too, if you want to.
Yeah, okay. Well, so long.
Take it easy.
So long.
I heard the car drive up. How long you been home?
I just got here. How's it going?
Oh, fine. Just fine. I slept a little this afternoon.
Did you take your temp?
Mm-hmm. It was up a little, but it's all right now.
Good. I got some things for you from Dr. Mapes.
Oh, I was about out.
I think they'll keep a little better in here.
Yes, I...
Oh, been looking all over for these things.
Yeah, what... Oh, the cartridges?
Yeah, saw some snakes out by the water tank. Yeah. Where's the gun, Katie?
In the drawer, dear.
Darn thing's stuck.
You aren't going out now?
No, just want to put these in with the gun. I'll have to fix that. Yeah. You hungry?
Just a little bit.
I picked up some lettuce and things. How about a nice salad for dinner?
Good. It's nicer when it gets dark. Why don't we wait?
There's no hurry.
Where will we eat tonight?
Well, should we make it the Waldorf or someplace in Europe?
Let's make it European tonight. I'm getting tired of this American cooking.
You're on.
I had a dream this afternoon, Jim.
What'd you dream about, Katie?
I dreamt we were back in Carver. The trees were green and the grass was damp and smelled fresh. I could just smell that grass, Jim.
Uh-huh.
And I heard water. I guess it was a stream. No wind, just the sound of water.
We'll be there again someday.
No, Jim, it wasn't that kind of a dream. I mean, the kind that misses all of the things that stop you from being or having what you want. It had another part in it.
What other part was that, Katie?
A memory of having been to Europe, Jim, to Switzerland, and a doctor who could help me, the way we read about in the article. It was sort of a practical dream. Did Dr. Mape show you my new X-rays?
Yeah. About the same, Katie.
No better, huh?
Well, they're no worse.
Oh, Jim!
Here.
I'm nothing to you this way. Pale and thin and just lying in this bed. You need someone with life
now,
and...
Now.
Oh, Jim, I do love you so. Please, please don't ever leave me. Ever.
No, dear. No. Never. Hi.
That you, Jim?
Yeah. Where's Pop?
Fine grub. I'm trying to fix my hair. What do you have? Dishy Swazi or a roast pheasant a la Pop?
Roast pheasant a la Pop. That's pretty good.
I'll be there in a second.
Take your time. I'm no hurry.
Who is around here? That's all there is.
Time. Wow. What a hot hole this turned out to be.
That's not so bad lately.
Hey, you just say that. You've got to stay here and... Sorry. I didn't mean that, Jim.
It's okay. You didn't say anything, Stella. It's okay.
I'm always yakking. Hey, you shaved again.
Oh.
The first day you came in, I wondered if you ever shaved much. And bingo, you've been shaved every time you've been in since. Ooh, it's hot, isn't it?
Yeah. Want a little music?
I'm getting sick of it.
Hey.
Huh?
How'd you like to take a ride down to San Berdu sometime? Have a couple of drinks.
With you?
Well, sure. What's the matter with me?
Oh, I didn't mean it like that.
Well, how about it? Would you like to do it? It'd give you a chance to look at some fresh scenery.
I came from there, remember?
How about tonight?
You really mean it, don't you?
Why not?
I'll tell you what. Jim, boy, I'll let you know. You come around after 9 when Pop goes to bed. Okay?
Okay. Okay, Stella.
You are listening to Kathy and Elliot Lewis on stage. Tonight's play, The Fling. Wood for your home, water in the faucet, the newspaper on the front porch every day. Behind all of these taken-for-granted items of everyday life are America's forests. Whenever a forest burns, those things are being destroyed, and we ourselves are destroying them, because 9/10 of all forest fires are man-made. Let's stop this needless destruction. And be careful of fire in forest areas.
What's his name?
Al Brennan.
Al Brennan. You went to school with him?
Yeah. Where's my shirt, Katie?
There.
Oh.
Do you have to be there any special time?
No, but I want to get there. You can understand that, can't you?
Oh, sure, Jim.
Hang around here day in and day out. I never go anywhere or do anything. And the minute I want to take a little trip to San Bernardino to meet an old friend, I get the question treatment.
I'm sorry, dear.
I'm sorry, Katie.
Going to wear your blue sport coat, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it could stand a trip to the cleaners, I guess. Well, how I look?
Wonderful.
Now, you'll be all right while I'm gone, won't you?
Oh, sure.
Well, I guess I got everything.
What time would you be home?
Oh, I don't know. Well, probably after midnight. You get to sleep, you hear?
Uh-huh.
Well, good night.
Good night. Oh, Jim.
Yeah, Katie?
Have a good time with your friend.
All right, Katie. Stella? Stella? Hey, baby, it's me, Jim.
Hi.
Hi.
Right on time.
Look, why don't you change your clothes and we'll get started?
You all gussies up, huh?
Now, come on, we better hurry before Pop wakes up.
Mademoiselle from Armentier, parlez-vous?
Pop.
Mademoiselle from... Who is this, Stella, huh?
Jim.
I thought he was in bed.
You thought wrong, kiddo.
Jimmy boy. Just the man I want to see. Get him a glass, Del. We'll all have a drink together.
You two been having quite a time, huh?
Yeah, we sure have. Yeah. Get in here. We sure have, huh, honey bun?
Pop's been fighting the battle of Chateau Theory since 6 o'clock. Get the Legion cap.
That ain't the only battle I've been fighting, hey, baby?
Boy, there's a lot of life in him.
Chateau Theory, huh?
We gave it to him, Jimmy. We sure gave it to him there. All right. Yes,
I know. One for you, one for him.
That's right. All the way, baby, all the way to the top. Over the top we went, and we really give it to him there, Jimmy boy, really give it to him.
Here.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, cheers, Pop.
Cheers! What have I got now? Nothing. This rat hole in the middle of nowhere and one lousy medal. You know that, huh?
You got a lot, Pop.
Yeah, how you talking? You got me, dearie.
That ain't much. I got you. Hey, let's have a ball. Come on, Jim, let's have a ball. What do you say? You and me and Mademoiselle Stella here. Oh, Mademoiselle Stella.
I can't, Pop. Some other time, maybe.
Oh, no, Jim.
No, I got to get back home.
And the man's got to get home to the nicest little wife in the world. Sick or not, Catherine's the best. I always said that, Jim, and you know I mean it.
I know, Pop.
He ain't got to go home at all, Pop. He came down here to take little Stella to good old San Berdu tonight.
What?
Yeah, him and little Stella's got a date. Imagine that, Pop. Him and little Stella's got a warm, cozy date.
You what? You got a what?
There wasn't anything, Pop.
Oh, is that so? He's trying to take your little tootsie away from you, Pop. You take care of him. Go on, hit him, Pop. Hit him! Hit him the way you hit him at Chateau Theory.
Now, Pop, you've both been drinking. I was going down to San Bernardino to get Catherine some things, Pop. I just asked Stella here to ride along with me.
That's a lie. That's a lie. A lousy, stinking lie. You know what he wanted me to do? He wanted me to go down and have some drinks with him and who knows what else, Pop. That's what he wanted me to do.
I tell you, Pop, I was just going down to get some things for Catherine.
I'm going to use this bottle on you, boy.
I tell you, Catherine.
Catherine! You ought to be ashamed to mention her name. I'll kill you!
Just the way you did it, Chateau Theory!
Pop! A pop. A pop is dangerous.
You dirty freak.
Louse.
Boy, Pop.
You cut my face open, Pop. You cut my face
Why
open.
Why don't you go home to your wife? We were doing good till you showed up. Who do you think you are anyway, you cheap fink?
Coat. It's all full of blood.
Throw him a towel, Stella.
Here.
Don't you ever come back here again as long as you live. Doing that to a woman like Catherine. I should have killed you.
Give it to him again, Pop.
You shut up!
Oh, Bon, that's the way to talk to your bride.
Bride?
What's it to you? Yeah. We're going down to San Bedou and get married tonight. So what? What's it to you, you cheap fink?
I didn't know, Pop. I'm sorry.
Wipe off your face and get out of here. That's all I want you to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going.
Come on, Pop. This is my wedding night. I want you to last long enough to carry me across the threshold.
Yeah, then not until Romeo gets himself out of here.
I'm going.
Me, a little old mushroom riding or something? Water and hot dogs with Pop. Come here, you mangy old rat. You give me a kiss, huh?
I only wanted somebody who was whole just for a little while. You idiot.
Does your face feel any better?
It's all right, Katie. It doesn't bother me.
Pop should be more careful around that
place. I told you, it wasn't Pop's fault. He'd already turned out the lights in the lunchroom, and I ran into a sharp edge on that gas pump on the way out. I had no business being there anyhow.
And you missed your friend, too.
That doesn't matter either. Go to sleep, honey.
Before I do, Jim, I want to tell you.
What?
Doesn't matter about the place in Switzerland. They're always writing articles about some clinic in the paper. Probably no better than what I'm doing right here. So please, don't worry about it, Saul.
Thanks, Katie. I'm not worrying about anything anymore. Go to sleep, huh?
You'll fall asleep in that chair, honey. Don't you want to come to bed?
In a little while. No. 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 I just can't take it anymore.
Jim, I wonder who that could be at this hour.
Huh?
Jim, open up.
I better see who it is.
Yes.
Sorry, Jim. I know you folks turn in early, but I thought I'd better wake you. You don't need the gun. It's only me.
Oh, Earl. Come on in, Sheriff. It's Earl Coombs, Catherine.
Well, hello, Earl.
Evening, Catherine. I didn't want to wake you up.
It's all right, Earl. Come in. What in the world's wrong? You look upset.
Katie, I think I ought to...
Always get upset when it happens to somebody I know. It ain't very pleasant, Catherine. There's been a bad smash-up down at Cajon. Pop Narovny and that new waitress of his are dead.
dead?
Oh, no, not Pop. Oh, how terrible.
It's awful. What can we do? Anything?
I guess nobody can do anything now.
How did it happen?
I hate to say this. You know how you two like Pop, but I'm afraid they were drinking a little.
How terrible. Oh, poor Pop, I liked him so much. And that poor girl.
Stella. Stella Kalish. There's one more thing, Jim.
Oh?
You'd better go down to Riverside in the morning and see Captain Foote of the Highway Patrol.
Captain Foote? Why?
The whole thing's in his hands. Pop had an old veteran's insurance policy for $10,000. It's made payable to Catherine here.
Me?
Yes. All these years, Pop had you on that policy. I guess he liked you a lot. He ain't got nobody else.
Oh, the poor old man.
Well, you can go to Switzerland now, can't you?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, Jim.
No. No.
Oh. Well, folks, I gotta be going. Night, Jim. Katie.
So long, Earl. Thanks.
Poor old Pop. I didn't know he thought that much of me.
I did, Katie.
What?
Katie, there's something I have to tell you. Tonight, when I went by Pop...
Do you really have to tell me, Jim?
Katie, I know...
Jim, don't you know what this means? I'm going to be whole again. And yours again. If you want me.
Katie.
Listen, Jim.
I'll be darned.
The wind stopped blowing. It's all gone.
Yeah, Katie. It's all gone.
The Fling, starring Kathy and Elliot Lewis on stage. In a moment, Mr. and Mrs. Lewis will tell you about next week's play. If you have wearied of run-of-the-mill Western yarns, you'll find exceptional listening on the program called Gunsmoke. Gunsmoke, presented by CBS Radio, tells the startling, poignant, highly human story of a United States Marshal in frontier Dodge City. Listen for Gunsmoke every Saturday night on most of these same CBS radio stations. You'll like Matt Dillon and everything he stands for. Meet him Saturday night on CBS Radio. And now, once again, Kathy and Elliot Lewis.
We switched the parts around tonight, and Kathy didn't play my wife. She was Stella.
And lovely Sammy Hill played your wife.
While Stella's boss and husband-to-be was Herb Butterfield.
Next week, another searching look at ourselves and our neighbors as we present E. Jack Newman's new radio play, The Girl I Tried to Love.
Until next week, thank you for listening. And good night.
Good night.
Music for tonight's story was arranged and conducted by Fred Steiner. The Kathy and Elliot theme is by Ray Noble, and the program is transcribed and directed by Mr. Lewis. Roy Rowan speaking.